And I'm so glad to be here tonight.
Turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew. Verse 35 in chapter 12 of Matthew, and it says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." And while you're standing, I'll go ahead and read this other section. I'm pulling from Isaiah chapter 58, and I'm going to start at verse 6. "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break," say that word with me, "every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?" Pay attention to these next verses. "Then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee." That's powerful. "The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I. If you take away from the midst of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity," that's basically saying talking about others, "and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise," pay attention right here, "in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." You may be seated tonight. Lately in my life, I've been going through seasons where things that should work and be as normal have come up as things that I've had to deal with unexpectedly. Situations that normally we don't want to have to handle, have to tackle. But sometimes you can't avoid trials. Things are going to happen sometimes out of our control. And when we go through these things, and lately for me it's been back to back to back, where I literally feel like I have just enough time to come up for air before something else happens. And when you go through these seasons, it's hard to keep yourself encouraged, because every time that you draw on strength from within yourself and how God is good to you, when you get to a place, it eventually becomes where you almost feel empty, where you almost feel like that you're unfulfilling in your life and your purpose, and you're trying to find satisfaction somewhere. Now, the Lord has brought something out of my spirit that I'm going to bring to you tonight. And tonight, I want to preach on this one thing, the power of a word. When you think about Paul as he stood before Agrippa, he had many reasons to complain. He had been through much to where he could have easily settled for wherever they wanted to throw him in prison, to keep his mouth shut, and to basically make his punishment easier on himself than he was. But every time that God delivered him, it amplified his words that he wanted to make it go farther. It amplified his words that he would go and reach even unto the prisoner guards to try to minister to them. It caused him to be motivated as he was shackled to write letters to churches that were in need. It caused a burning desire within him to do a greater work. And I begin to think of all the books of the Bible that we read and how powerful they are to us today. But all of that sparked from the power of a word. He was presented before Agrippa, and he said this very peculiar thing. He said, "I think myself to be happy. I think myself to be happy." And the Lord showed me today that my happiness is not contingent on whether I face things back to back, or whether I have a good season and a bad season and things to be normal. But for me to realize that my power lies within and not in just my situations. I also read in the Bible that the power of life and death is in the very words that we say. Now, friends, I'm going to get real with you right now. We live in a world where the enemy is tempting us on every side. He's looking for us to complain. He's looking for us to cry uncle. He's looking for us to say that we've had enough, that we can't go on, that we're through with who we are, that we're ready to put the piano down, that we're ready to quit teaching, that we're ready to lay off the things that are seemingly causing us more trouble. But I'm here to tell you, but out of a good word, as the Bible says, out of good works, good things are going to come. That does not promise that every circumstance that you face is going to be easy while you're doing it. Yeah, I could complain about the pain in my body and sit down and say, I can't play the piano, or I'm going to let the opportunity come that I say, God, you take my pain and let it be a blessing unto somebody else. Friends, I'm here to tell you that unless you learn to fight for the good in your life, that evil is ready to consume your every thought, that wickedness is raging rampant, looking for whom it can tempt and cause to be angry and bitter at life. There are a lot of people out there that know that they're saved, but they're the most miserable people that you can ever talk to. There's people out there today that have lost the encouragement and the power of a word. And friends, I'm here to tell you, if you've ever been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, that you have a word that's deep down inside of you. Friends, if you've ever been touched by the power of God, there is something deep down inside of you. Friends, if you've ever been blessed by any good thing that God's ever done, there's the power of a word inside of you. And I'm here to tell you that in a season of pain is the times that God is looking for somebody to take a stand. In the times when it's difficult is when God's looking for His church to shine the brightest. In the times when we don't feel like doing it is when the Lord wants our desire to be, God, send me, I'll do the work. When we are in our lowest estate is when God finds the greatest opportunity to bless us. Now we read in Isaiah about how that there were religious that only wanted to go through fasting just to go through the motions. It had just became religion, and there was no meaningfulness in the acts that they did. And the words that we read here are powerful because it's reminding us that fasting is not just going through the motions of something, but it is an active denial of self before God. And how many of you, can I ask today, has denied yourself of something you know is bringing you harm? If you know that getting in a bad mood is going to cause you to not be a good witness for Christ, then why are we oftentimes more often to embrace the negative things than we are the good works? I found that when I get in the Spirit of God, that no weapon that is formed against me can prosper. The fruits of the Spirit that we have are the very things that cause good works to come forth. I'm here to tell you a very powerful thing. The devil wants you to live in bad things. He wants you to live in negativity. He wants you to live in negative thinking. He wants you to be down on yourself every day. He wants you to tell yourself that you can't do it. He wants you to believe that you've done all the good works you're going to do in your lifetime, and now you can just sit back and enjoy the rest of other people's works. But friend, I'm here to tell you, whether you're young or old in this place, whether you've been seasoned, whether you've been tried through a lot, I'm here to tell you that all of you have a word down inside of you that somebody out here needs to hear. I'm here to tell somebody right now, it's time to embrace the good word of God instead of letting others talk you out of your joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel His presence moving in here. I hope that I can keep preaching. I feel like dancing right now. When you begin to do the good works of God, there is nothing that can prosper. And in fact, this says that righteousness goes forward. Glory to God. What is that telling me? That if I will learn to take a stand for the things that I know are wrong, then when I go out into the world, that people will already know what I stand for. If we're living in negativity, then people won't know if we're an encouraging person or someone that's just going to talk about the person just as bad as they do. The witness of God is lacking in the world that we live in, because if people truly saw God, we would never have a pew that would be empty. If people truly knew how much that God healed, the sick would be in the pews tonight. If people truly knew about how wonderful God's peace was, there wouldn't be an empty seat in any church that you go to. But friends, where the emptiness resides is our unwillingness to share the good word that God has given us to speak. Jesus did amazing miracles and works in this world. But the Bible says, greater works shall we do. Greater works shall we do. Just think about the very thoughts that went through your mind today. And you ask yourself, can I have thought on better things? Look inside of your heart and ask yourself, have I let the enemy make me feel less than what I am? If we are not walking in a place where we can truly be happy, then we are giving room to Satan. Jesus already paid the debt of sin. Therefore, sin no longer has a hold like it did before you accepted Christ. So when we allow the strongholds of the enemy and dominion in our thinking and in our heart, then we are not pursuing good works like we should be. Friend, I wish I could get a prayer line and pray for every one of you that you go out of here anointed with a great mind and great power and great strength. But there's not enough time in the day to pray for everybody in such a way. And the Bible made it in such a way that we could read it and understand it for ourselves. And Jesus came so that we would have access by the Father through Him. So tonight I'm here to tell you that you can have a positive frame of mind through Jesus Christ. When Jesus came for our lives, He broke the curse that we once had to live with. I might have had a family full of alcoholics and drug addicts, but it doesn't mean that I have to be one just because someone else was one. Just because everybody else in your family thinks negatively does not mean that you have to be that way. Just because you get discouraged in a trial doesn't mean you've got to stay that way. I'm a very real person that goes through very real things, and I face very real demons in this day. And I preach to people every day that could be stronger, but they don't choose to be stronger. I preach to people all the time, and it breaks my heart because I see the potential that they could be, but yet they hold on to who they are. And when we hold on to how the enemy would have us to think, you know what we lose? We lose the part of us that would do the good work. You're doing a great thing here. And sometimes I know it can almost feel like the motions. But be careful to identify what keeps you motivated. Be careful to identify your frame of mind. The Bible said to pray continually. I'm not going to take a prayer poll, but if I ask you if you sincerely prayed for peace over your life today, some of you may say no. If I asked if you took authority over the enemies that are about you today, some of you might say no. Do you know that exercising prayer is considered a good work? It's not just a moral obligation to God, but it's time that you can communicate and talk about the very things that you're going through. I'm looking for a church one day that finally believes in who they are. And I believe that we are getting there. And as the world grows more wicked, there are those who say, Lord, Lord, that aren't going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because when they go through something, they only participate in evil works, envyings, strifes, jealousies, gossiping, anything that would cause division. Friends, I'm here to tell you, Satan is looking for you to fail. He's looking for you to fail. He is looking for whom he can devour. He's looking for that person that's on the brink of giving up. Maybe that person in the corner that no one else is paying attention to. Maybe the person that's had back to back to back to back struggles. He's looking at you saying, why don't you just give up now? Why don't you just take a break from doing what you're doing for the church? Why don't you just take a break in being benevolent? Why don't you just say for yourself you're in tough times? Why don't we just hold the good things that we have and just isolate ourselves from everything? But I've lived that. I've almost committed suicide twice in my life, and I truly know what it feels like to have the face of the enemy right in front of you. It is a very powerful wickedness that unless you walk by the anointing, you shall not see it leave your family. Unless you walk by the power of God, you shall not see it flee from those that you're praying for. Friends, there is a spirit that God wants to bring out of you even greater. But it begins by doing the good work. It begins by doing the good work. And it begins by provoking a good word out of you.